This is The Artist's Response with Elizabeth Stewart, and you're welcome to join us. Please stay tuned for a program produced by Richard Dugan and researched and presented by Elizabeth Stewart, who welcomes the great artists of our community. What follows is a conversation of an artist's experience about the artist's response to trying times, creativity, reinvention, recovery, and of course, flexibility, which is in fact the narrative of our present time.
Hello, 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 Santa Barbara. It's your chantress of everything valuable and beautiful, Elizabeth Stewart. And I have Richard Sven Schellgren on the program, who is an Ojai theater person. He's co-producing and stage managing Ojai's production of the fantastic show called Nonsense. And I want to talk with Sven about the show. And we also have with us some of the cast. We have Cindy McKay, we have Brianna Turner, and we have also Diane Miller. And they've agreed to do some things live on the show today. So we're going to hear a little music on the show live. How fun is that? I want to introduce Sven Schellgren. He's co-produced and stage managed Shirley Valentine at Ojai, also Vanya, Sonia, Masha, and Spike. And I think you were on the program when you did Sonia, I think.
Yes, we were.
Yeah. And then your assistant producing Nonsense. And he's got behind him many, many years of global production experience. He's an executive producer, assistant director for a lot of video production companies. But he's also a creative person in general. He loves painting, writing, drawing, etc. He's the head of operations and programming for ConsciousGood.com. It's a streaming media platform. But, you know, like everybody in Ojai, he wears a number of hats, and he's got a lot of different creative things going on at the same time, one of which is Nonsense, and I have not seen the production. Can you tell us the conceit around the play?
Sure. It actually is a wonderful comedy musical that was written by Dan Goggin, who tells us in his bio that he grew up living around nuns and loves finding the comedy and the humor in regular life. So he created this hilarious opportunity to kind of tongue in cheek, have fun with life around the convent and all the things that go on when you're living a holy, sacred life that has its own personal human characteristics, I think. We've got five nuns in the cast, plus the father figure who plays the piano live on stage. So there's no canned music or performance at all. It's a completely live musical experience. It's directed by Tracy William Sutton and musical director and pianist Andy Street. And our three visiting nuns today are Brianna, Diane, and Cindy, who each have one of the key five roles on stage and in all the performance numbers.
So, Sven, what does an assistant producer do exactly?
I'm actually standing in for Anna Katula, who's one of the nuns and also a co-producer, and Herb Hemming, who's the actual president of the Art Center and one of the co-producers. I assist them in whatever they need. I help fill in for them when they're not available. I work with them arranging rehearsals and support for the art department and costuming and whatever else comes up. There's an interesting feature in the show that I don't want to give away too much, but there's a learned performance technique with ventriloquism that one of the cast has managed to master brilliantly. And it took her some research. It was Anna's task to do that, and she's done a brilliant job. So that was fun helping her pull that together as well.
So somebody in the cast had to learn ventriloquism? Is that what you're saying?
Yes, but we don't want to reveal too much of the mystery of that because it's a wonderful surprise, but something really to look forward to.
And can you tell us a little bit the run of the show and how to get tickets then?
Yeah, the we had our opening weekend last weekend. We had a great, almost a full house on Friday night. We were dark Saturday because our pianist was at a wedding. We had a Sunday matinee, and there are three more weekends with matinees on Saturday and Sunday, evening performances Friday and Saturday, and then closing night is actually Sunday night after a Sunday matinee. So there's three more weekends of shows. I think that means there's another 10 shows altogether. And you can get tickets at the ohiact.org website. There are seats available, but there's been a lot of interest in the show. So I would check your date and your show if you want to get in.
And I want to introduce some of the cast that's with us today. And also, I'd love for the people that are going to perform something to tell us a little bit about what they're going to perform. So we have with us Cindy McKay, and Cindy is spelled with an S. She's a lapsed Catholic. She plays the Reverend Mother, Mary Regina, and she's a member of Ventura's thriving theater community, seen recently as Fran in Things I Know to Be True. Tita Andronicus and Andronicus, that's interesting. And Sister Mary Lazarus and Sister Act. So we got a lot of nun stuff going on with Cindy. She's a writer. She's been awarded 2 Emmys and 4 Humanity Awards for work in children's television. How cool is that? I have Diane. Oh, Cindy, are you going to do any? Are you going to perform anything, Cindy?
Sure. Why not?
Excellent. What's she going to perform?
Well, you know, I have one of the everybody in the show has a spotlight number that where they can really showcase their singing, their dancing, their acting abilities. It's pretty remarkable. My particular one, not only do I get to be spotlighted, but I'm singing Turn On the Spotlight. so I thought I would do just a little snippet from that. All of the numbers are very rousing and exciting, and the audience really seems to respond to them well. You know, I think everybody coming out of this pandemic, they just want to come and see a show that's fun and crazy and that they can laugh and they don't have to think too much. They just can sit back and enjoy themselves. And it's been just so fun for us because we had 10 weeks of rehearsal and we didn't know, you know, how it was going to go. And all of a sudden the audience is there cheering us on and it's just been great.
It's fantastic. It's just amazing. Ojai is a small community, but there's so many creative people and so many interesting people, and the support for the arts is incredible there. So I get it, Cindy, you know, that, that people are cheering you on. And I also get that, you know, we're just ready for some good old fashioned theater. I get that too. And let me introduce Brianna Turner. She plays Sister Mary Leo. And this is Brianna's second show with the Ojai Arts Center Theater. She's a singer dancer and she's a young person. Richard was teasing her about dancing on the radio before we went on. She is a competition dancer. And that's an interesting thing. So I didn't know what competition dancing was all about, but we had one of the dance companies in Santa Barbara, who is also, they're based around competitive dancing. So I get it. She's at Moorpark Community College. She's getting an Associate of Arts degree in dance, and she wants to perform professionally. And Brianna, are you going to perform anything for us today?
I don't believe I am. I don't have I wish I had my tap shoes with me so I could give a little demo or something, but unfortunately they're not with me right now.
That's okay. That's all right. I'm going to introduce Diane Miller, and she is saying that she's thrilled to be on stage with a divinely inspired musical. She plays Sister Robert Ann, who is a spunky and mischievous character, and she's having fun with that. She's been in the local music scene for 2 decades, and she performs with her partner, Bill Miller. So you've probably seen her around town, around Ojai. With that, and we've introduced our cast, and Diane, what would you perform?
Well, you have to know about the story and why we nuns are even in a dilemma. So I want to talk about what's in our freezer.
Okay, so you can talk about what's in the freezer. And Richard, let's go to quick break. When we get back from the break, I can't let that hang too long. We have to come back to Diane when we get back from the break and find out what's in the freezer. Don't turn that down. Back in a minute. Welcome back. It's Elizabeth Stewart. I'm speaking with the cast of Nonsense at the Ojai Arts Center Theater, currently being performed. There's 10 more shows, and it's proven to be pretty popular. So if you're interested, and it's always so much fun to see that gang there and the Ojai Arts Center Theater. It's a small theater, and it gets so much energy going because of the configuration and the way the theater is laid out. And Diane or Cindy was just saying how much energy there is in the hall because people just want to have a good time. And apparently this is a good time musical. Diane was telling us that there is a central problem to be solved in this particular play. And it revolves around a freezer. So go ahead, Diane. What's the secret?
I'm sure all of us have something in the freezer that we don't know what it is if we looked right now. Well, these poor nuns experienced a tragedy, and sadly, many of our sisters passed away. However, unfortunately, due to Reverend Mother's poor planning, we were unable to bury them all, and we have some still in the freezer. And so our effort of the evening is to raise funds so that we can thaw out those nuns and give them a proper Catholic burial. And that's just one of our dilemmas, because we have several other things that we're dealing with, not to mention each nun has their own agenda, it seems to me, about what they want to do, including me, because I just want to, you know, show them my show tunes. But one of our big problems is thawing out those sisters and getting them buried.
You know, the concept, it never occurred to me, but it must take a while to thaw out a body. Does anybody know how long it takes in regular, like, room temperature?
Well, I'm thinking about Thanksgiving, and it's several days, so I would say a good sized nun might take more than a week.
Yeah, I would think so. You know, that's just interesting. I don't know if that's part of the play or not, but yeah, that just the time involved, would be.
You see, you might think this play is all fun and games, but really you learn things like how long it takes to thaw a body.
And how often you have to turn them while they're thawing.
Yep, okay, now we're just getting silly.
Yep, no, that's interesting little fact. So I would love to hear, we've got Cindy that wants to perform something, and Diane wants to perform something. Who would like to go first?
Well, were you going to sing something? Were you going to sing about the freezer, Diane?
I am.
Yeah, go for it.
Well, when it comes to, we all come to realize that we're really in a pinch. I say, we've got to clean out the freezer by tomorrow morning, because the Jersey Board of Health has sent their final warning, and they're not buying the line that dead nuns rise and shine. We must comply or pay the fine. All right. Yeah. So that would be wonderful. So that's the nuns are doing their thing in the freezer. And, you know, Richard, are you there?
Oh, yeah.
Richard? Okay. So didn't you go to Catholic school?
Oh, yeah. I went to Catholic school for 2 years.
Oh, and was it a good experience?
Well, apparently they had the good cop, bad cop, or good nun, bad nun down to a science, because I had two sisters in kindergarten and first grade. Sister Mary Rosamiel, lovely woman, very kind and compassionate. Sister Mary Sullivan, and it's funny, they all have Mary in there for some reason. Well, I know why. And she was bad cop, not a real defender of the muscularly underprivileged. But, yeah, it was interesting. And then, of course, my parents decided after my first grade, we're going to public school. Not a lot changed. At least I didn't have two women overseeing the classes. So it was very interesting.
But yeah, the Catholic school, I mean, the nuns I know that can be pretty strict. I know my partner John was at Catholic school, has some interesting stories. But you know, everybody's got a story about nuns, and this is why the play is so popular, probably.
I love that he said that they all had Mary, because the name of all of our nuns, I'm Mary Regina. She's Mary Leo. Let's see, who else do we got? Mary Hubert and Robert Ann, for some reason. Ann. I don't know. Poor Robert Ann didn't get Mary in her name. But one of our songs, we actually talk about all the various Marys. Mary Thomas, Mary Harold, Mary Pickford, Mary Sunshine. They're all in the song.
Really? So that's a song in the play. Well, Richard, you tapped into something. I'd like to go to quick break. And when we get back from the break, I'd love for Cindy to perform something, if that's possible. Can we do that, Richard?
Yeah, if she wants to, sure.
Okay. So let's go quick break. And then when we get back from the break, Cindy McKay is going to perform. What? Now you're going to perform the spotlight song.
Just a little bit from Turn Up the Spotlight. Yeah.
Turn Up the Spotlight. Okay. Yeah. Don't turn that down. I want to reintroduce. Sven Shelgren emailed me and said, do I have time to do something about nonsense? I said, absolutely. Sounds like a gas. So Sven is with us. Cindy McKay is with us. Diane Miller, Brianna Turner. This is the cast and the assistant producer for Nonsense, appearing at the Ojai Arts Center Theater. Another 10 shows for a couple of weeks now. So if you're interested, you can look up the theater, and tickets are reasonable. It's a fantastic show, a lot of fun, and a really energetic theater. I love that little place. I really do. Don't turn that down. Back in a minute. It's Elizabeth Stewart. We're talking about the Ojai Arts Center Theater production of Nonsense. And we've got three of the cast with us. And we've got Sven Shelgren, who's associate producer with us. And I want to hear Cindy's spotlight song. Now, Cindy is Reverend Mother Mary Regina. And I want to also a little backstory on Mary Regina. Does she want to be like a Mame character or Rose character and Gypsy? Does she want to be that kind of?
No, actually, she started out as a tightrope walker. And her parents were tightrope walkers. And when her parents fell into the River Thames and almost died, she made a deal with our Lord that if he would save them, she would become a nun. So she kept her part of that deal. She thought she wouldn't have to because she thought her parents were goners for sure, but they were saved. And so she became a nun. So there is a little spit in her still that would love to, that just loves to be in front of people and performing, which, you know, I think probably most mother superiors are like that, to tell you the truth, because they like to be the boss, right? So this is after I tell the story about almost becoming a tightrope walker, and I talk about kind of missing that spotlight. And this is at the end of the song where I've talked, and then I tell Father Jack, hit it, Father. Turn up the spotlight, 'cause when I got light, I'm a barrel full of fun. I'm your right Reverend Mama. Say hello, Dalai Lama. You get it? Hello, Dalai Lama. It's a musical theater joke. You're right, Reverend Mother, Superior Nun. Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Yay.
Fantastic, Cindy. Wonderful. And you really get that sense that she's, you know, she's quite the stage presence that Reverend Mother. She's quite the stage presence. Fantastic. I want to switch quickly to Diane. Diane, you perform music locally with Bill Miller. And tell me, you know, what do you do? Do you sing at various events?
I've been around the block. So actually, I've sang in rock bands for over 20 years. And I fronted a band called Party of Five and Diane Miller Band. And I'm really not a musical theater actress, but I love to entertain. And this is only my second show, but this is right up my alley. And I so enjoy music. And like many people, during COVID, I spent a lot of time playing music and learned how to write music with my husband. So presently, he and I perform mostly as a duet. And I play, I'm going to be at Sam's Place next month, the 25th. Also, a Pharaoh's here in Ojai on August 5th. So I'll continue doing that. But this show has been just a complete pleasure. Each nun brings a story about how the nun came to be. But you also see that each cast member is really talented. And I count myself as lucky to be among them. But what you'll see is Brianna, she's not just a dancer. She's a future star. Cindy, oh my goodness. Anna Katula, I mean, everyone is so good that your mind is just going to be blown number after number to see this wonderful cabaret performance by a nun. And we do it all in habits. And I think it's just a to me, beyond what I thought it could be. So,
and don't forget to mention Darian.
Darian, of course. Darian. Thank you very much.
This woman can sing, baby. Yeah.
And Darian is a CalArts graduate and is also our vocal director and has done a wonderful job. But you'll really see how it all comes together to be an entertaining piece, just because each nun just brings something special. So that's really exciting.
So I want to just switch back to Brianna, because I suppose, Brianna, you're about 20. Is that right?
I'm 18.
You're 18. So when Diane said you were rising or future star, I mean, basically you've got a long way to go, but you're so young to be in this production.
Yes.
And so now tell me what your role is, and you're apparently a fantastic dancer. So tell me a little bit about what you do on stage.
Yeah. So Sister Mary Leo, she's an aspiring ballerina, which I can relate to a bit. I've taken ballet pretty much all my life. And I also do a little bit of point dancing as Sister Mary Leo, which was a challenge to pick up. I did it when I was maybe about 13, 14 years old, and then I quit after just 2 years.
And you said what kind of dance?
Point dancing on point. So it's been a journey, like rediscovering that art form and playing Sister Mary Leo. I kind of talked about how I haven't done too many musical theater shows in the past. I think this is my probably fourth show ever, not just with the Art Center. But I've been a dancer all my life, and it's been so interesting and entertaining and a journey to tie the two together from what I know, my, you know, large dance background experience and tying it to my newly found passion for musical theater. It's been an amazing experience.
Let me ask you something, because my background is in ballet as well. Mm-hmm. What's the difference between classical ballet and point dancing?
Classical ballet will be on flat foot, so it's just... your ballet shoe, it's a little bit less challenging. Point is a whole different rodeo. lots of prep work for that. And you'll see a lot of professional ballerinas will mostly be on point when you get into that higher level. But yeah, it's same art form, just a whole new challenge.
you're on point in the show, and yes. That's got to be a chance. So is your habit more voluminous than the other?
Slightly. I mean,
as the
novice, I have a white veil instead of a black veil like everyone else, which actually the material of my veil is a lot lighter than theirs is. So I've been, that sort of helps me dance a bit. I also have my costumes adjusted to help me dance. That's also been a whole challenge, is dancing on point with the habit.
Yeah.
Oh man.
Yeah.
Yeah, been a challenge. I think I make do though.
she is beautiful. Absolutely. I mean, it's stunning to watch her. Really, it is. She gets applause. She has these turns and everybody in the audience is clapping for her. She's like, I can't even continue my song because they're all clapping so hard. It's really beautiful. It really is.
Although I might add that we were kind of shocked about performing in the full habits at first. It was quite an adjustment, and it's a lot of fabric. So I have new admiration for those nuns.
So now, is Brianna singing as well as dancing?
Oh yeah.
Yes.
Singer.
Okay, but you haven't sung before this show, is that right?
I have a bit. I grew up singing. My sister is a very talented singer. She's currently attending Berklee School of Music in Boston. And she kind of taught me and my younger sister all that we know. We're a singing group, actually. We all harmonize and do cover songs together. Yeah, so I've learned from there, but mostly it's new.
This girl's amazing. She can sing harmony at a drop of a hat. She learns all of our lines in case we forget. So she's kind of the young brain in the cast. So I really appreciate her and truly can remember anything. And
I hate that when that happens, Diane. I just, it's terrible. And Sven, tell me what you're doing in your day job. I'm not understanding this game-changing streaming media platform, Conscious Good.
We are basically attempting to bring beneficial media to the general public marketplace, because science is currently telling us that most people get the wrong chemicals coursing through them when they see something violent or exploitative or just insensitive to emotion and human natural characteristics. So we are curating and producing original content that is beneficial, that basically has a moral or a theme or a learning experience. Or Ted Lasso is a great example. It's not on our platform, but it brings you joy. It brings you a way of looking at life that helps improve you. And our goal is to not necessarily replace Netflix or Amazon, but to give viewers an option where they can watch something they know they're going to get benefit out of, instead of being surprised or terrorized or traumatized.
Okay, so it's not educational per se. It's just that it's not.
It includes, it's a good question. It includes educational in some aspects, but it's not limited to that. It's beneficial. It's whatever is the best possible opportunity for us to bring joy to people, to bring health and healing and wellness to people. So there's a lot of health and goodness in it, but there's also a lot of a story of comedy, of learning, of, you know, just watching and the Dalai Lama, you know, talking about life, as well as Ted Lasso telling you, hey, this is the way I see life, you know.
And how did you get involved with this?
I'm also the director of the Ojai Film Festival, and some of the original creators of Conscious Good participated in the festival last year and thought we were doing a nice job of bringing good conscious environmental programming, and we combined efforts. So we're now a sponsor of the Ojai Film Festival, and we hope to be spreading our programming worldwide. Right now we have over 60 countries that subscribe and have subscribers, and we've got a network of about 2,500 creative people that contribute to our programming, and it's quite a wonderful opportunity for everyone to get good out of their media.
So you essentially, now this is surprising to me. So you said there's 60 countries and how many people in the company?
We have 2,500 creative people who are in our network of support. So they are producers, filmmakers, artists who contribute and collaborate on productions that we try to sponsor and support and make available to viewers. But we are global. We're all over the world. When I do a Zoom with our members, I've usually got 5 or 6 countries represented, and it could be 6 different ones the next time around.
You know, I got to say it's amazing to me, you know, I think we've spoken, this is our third time that you've been on the show. I think you've been on the show with the film festival too, Sven. And it seems to me that, you know, pulling together the Ojai Film Festival, pulling together such a platform as Conscious Good with all these different contributors, there's 2,500 contributors and creative people. You know, I had many years working in theaters. You know, I did a lot of verisimilitude and set design and set painting and this sort of thing for, you know, many, many years. And the creative types, it's like cats in a bag. And you've got 2,500. And then when you talk about your filmmakers at the film festival, you must really like pulling together that creative temperament, you know, and we're talking thousands. I mean, I never understood how you could do that in the film festival, for example. It's so difficult. You're working in the theater. I know how difficult it is.
Well, I take joy from creative problem solving. I love to see a situation and try to combine the elements, looking left and right, not tunnel vision, but bring together. And that's what theater is all about. You bring together the art and the music and the performance and the emotion and the story, you know, and film is the same way. It's just theater is live and you get to watch it live and breathe right in front of you.
But you know what I'm saying with the different, the temperaments, for example, we had, I just, you know, working for the ACT in San Francisco. And the director there was the famous Bill Ball. And Bill, I was doing set design at the time. This was years ago. I was doing set design at the time. And so he called notes at midnight one night. And he said to the, you know, everybody in the crew, strike the set. I don't like the furniture. And can the set designer find another entire living room suite? We were doing Ibsen. Can we find a living room suite by 3 o'clock in the morning? It's like, yeah, I can. And I did, but it's just that kind of mentality. If you know, it must be a real challenge for you.
It is. And sometimes you have to help them with their priorities. Like, you can have that, but you're going to give up this, or you're not going to get, you know, that part of it. So you're having perspective. You see the micro as well as the macro. You can see it from afar as well as right in the moment.
I love that. I'm going to use that with my creative family members. If you do that, yeah, you're going to give up this. I love it. I want to talk a little bit when we get back from the break. Richard's giving us a sign. We got to go to quick break. I want to talk a little bit about Cindy, and I want to know a little bit about her backstory. I read that she's a writer, that she's been awarded 2 Emmys and 4 Humanities Award for work in children's television. I want to know a little bit more about that, you know, get behind the personalities of the nuns. And to just a little shout out, we are gathered together here to celebrate Nonsense, the play at the Ojai Arts Center Theater. Performances, there's 10 more performances, and it's looking like it's incredibly popular. So if you're interested, you should look online, get your tickets. And I'm talking with Cindy McKay, Diane Miller, Brianna Turner, and Sven Shelgren. And Sven is the assistant producer, but also, as we're learning, quite an accomplished, I don't know what you would call him. What do they call the guy? The ringmaster. Yeah, accomplished ringmaster, I think would be a good word. Don't hear that. Hey, Richard. Okay, let's go to quick break. When we get back from the break, I want to talk a little about Cindy's background. Don't turn that down. Back in a minute. Welcome back. It's Elizabeth Stewart, and I'm speaking with Sven Shelgren, Cindy McKay, Diane Miller, Brianna Turner about their production at Ojai Arts Center Theater of Nonsense. And I want to switch a little bit. We're trying to see a little bit of the backstory of some of the cast, their own personal lives. And Sven was telling us, really interesting. I asked the right question. I asked what consciousgood.com was. And he said, well, I'm, you know, the director of, or head of operations and programming. And it's a streaming media platform that is focused on content that's uplifting.
And beneficial.
And beneficial. And so it's not just educational. It's a little beyond that. And it's a foil, I guess you would say, to the kind of programming that's available to us now, that's a little disturbing, that has to have a disturbing element to actually get into our heads, and it sticks in our heads. And Sven is saying, you know, that he has 2,500 creatives working to produce content for Conscious Good. And then during the break, it's interesting because Cindy, who has worked in children's television, said, gosh, Sven, I'm really interested in that kind of thing. I was saying wrong. Cindy has 2 Emmys and 4 Humanitas Awards. And Cindy, please tell us what the awards were for.
The Emmy Awards, first one was for Muppet Babies, which I wrote for many seasons. And the second one was for a show called Jakers, which is just a wonderful show about a little pig in Ireland who lives on a farm. And it really just shows you what that old free range childhood used to be. He and his 2 friends just kind of have free range there in Ireland, and the mischief that they get into. And it's a wonderful relationship between him and his pa, who has to discipline him because he's kind of a little stinker. It's adorable. And then the Humanitas Awards were for, we got one for Jakers, for a piece that we did about one of his friends' goldfish dying. And so they held a wake for him, and then they sent him off in a Viking funeral across the River. It was just the sweetest thing. And two of them were for our shows on Clifford, the Big Red Dog, which of course has wonderful positive messages in it. And the other one was for Muppet Babies. So it's just the kind of stuff that I love. And I was just telling Sven, the last show that I worked on is a show called Stillwater, based on a book of a big panda who's teaching mindfulness to children to help them to learn to deal with stress and, how to react in situations, how to not control their emotions, but to understand their emotions and to know what to do with them. It's a beautiful show, gorgeously animated. It's on Apple TV at the moment.
It may interrupt, where do we find that show?
It's on Apple TV. Stillwater Apple is on TV. Okay. Apple TV. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
I've just worked with in children's writing for a long time. I also write children's books. I work for a company that does a series called We Both Read, which is parent children reading together. So it's kind of my passion, working with children, as well as, I mean, theater is my passion. Let's face it, this is my passion. But
the creative life, you know, I can really relate to what you're saying because I'm a new grandmother, and my grandson's just turned 4, and we really have to search for kind of programs that, you know, are okay for him. That don't upset him and set him off. He's one of those kids that, you know, he's very sensitive, very emotional. And even like the little, what was it? The cartoon Paw Patrol, you know, fell in love with Paw Patrol, and we have to like watch which episodes.
Rescues. So people are in peril. And, you know, my son was the same way. He was this most sensitive little boy. He just, you know, he would leave the room when Bambi's mother died. Oh, hello. He was gone. He was out of, he was out of there.
Right.
You know,
right,
I mean,
right.
Little boys are very sensitive. You know, we forget how sensitive they are. And then, you know, I don't know what we do to take that away, but I would love to leave that in them, that sensitivity. You know, it's such a beautiful thing.
Yeah. So I love the idea of this mindfulness, getting and being aware of one's emotions, even at a young age. You can teach that, but it's so hard because unless they can visually see it, like what you're doing in Stillwater, mm-hmm. unless they can visually see it, it's almost impossible. You can't describe it to them.
Yeah.
You know, so I think that's fantastic. Richard's saying we got to go to quick break.
Okay.
Hey, Richard. Okay, let's go to break. And then what I want to do when we get back from the break is I would love to know Brianna's future plans. I really would. So I'd love to talk a little bit about that. And then I wonder if Sven would do another shout out about how we're going to get tickets and when the performances are right before we have to close, right before 11. So don't turn that down. Back in a minute with the cast of Nonsense. I'm speaking with Cindy McKay, Diane Miller, Brianna Turner, and assistant producer Sven Shelgren. Be back in a sec. Welcome back. It's Elizabeth Stewart speaking with the cast of Nonsense. Cindy McKay, Diane Miller, Brianna Turner, and assistant producer Sven Shelgren. We were talking a little bit about the various backstories and, you know, day jobs that the cast has. And wow, what a rich, rich cast. And Brianna, who's the youngest member, she's 18. She's working towards her degree at Moorpark Community College. What's after that, Brianna?
Oh man, I am really, it's not sure. I'm looking at Boston Conservatory. As I mentioned, I have a sister who's already out in Boston. And so that would be, you know, that would be great. But otherwise, I really would hope to just try and get into like more of the commercial dancing industry. And also love to stick with musical theater as much as possible. I guess that's sort of my...
That's wonderful.
That's wonderful. And then, Sven, I want to quickly ask you to just summarize how people can find Nonsense, how they get tickets, etc.
Okay. We are actually adding a show from what I said earlier. There are 12 shows left. I miscounted. There is a show every Friday night for the next 3 weeks at 7:30. There are 2 shows every Saturday for the next 3 weeks, a matinee at 2 and an evening show at 7:30. So all of these wonderful cast members have 2 shows to do on every Saturday. They may not have known that, but I'm springing it on them now. And then on Sundays, there's a 2 o'clock matinee. And then on the last closing night is 7:30 Sunday, the 23rd of July. So you can get your tickets at www.ohiact.org. Go to the Arts Center website and you'll have tickets there.
I thank you, every last one of you, Cindy, Diane, Brianna, and Sven. Thank you for bringing us Nonsense and for also such interesting people. Thank you, guys.
Thank you. Thank you.